Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just brings about a lot of clarity in her trials so that she can know what your will is, so that she can stay in your perfect will. Ask all these prayers you probably say in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly because he's the one that's going to be protecting you, okay? And when you do walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, that you're going to be persecuted and you need to be prepared for that. You can understand persecution much better if you understand Bible prophecy because it plays out from day to day in your personal life, okay? Talking about the fourth part of the Nebuchadnezzar statue, the kingdom of iron and the last beast in Daniel chapter 7, which is had iron teeth, okay, and it's exceedingly dreadful, Daniel says, okay. We're going to take a look at some reasons why communism fits perfectly into this, politically anyways. Once again, there's other aspects to this beast, okay, but I'm just right now focusing on the platform for which a government can be established to control everything, okay? And then eventually for which the Antichrist will rise up upon, okay? This is Daniel chapter 2, verse 40, okay? It says, "And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things. And as iron that breaketh all things, it shall break in pieces and bruise." If you're familiar with communism at all, this is communism. It's extremely controlling, and anything that gets in the way is dealt with very severely. You can look at just any communist country. Russia's a good example. China as well. They control everything. You have to look behind the scenes because China puts on a really good face. But especially the way they deal with Christians. And then, of course, North Korea is an excellent example of that. Okay. And then here, this is Daniel chapter 7, verse 7. It says, "After this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great teeth, and it devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue of the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and had 10 horns." Again, especially with the policing factor with communism, It's just a good idea. If you are not familiar with Voice of the Martyrs, this is a good resource to get familiar. You got to practice discernment because it is an American publication that is, I think sometimes that they, I wonder if they report the fullness of like the spiritual giftings with these Christians overseas because they get persecuted a lot. I don't want to get distracted onto that too much, but because I know just from my own personal experience, when you have a lot of persecution, the Lord gives you a lot of gifts, and there's a lot of things that go on too as well to help you, and you see it in the Bible as well. But they report these things that happen with Christians overseas, and if you look into that and you read on it, especially in places of communism, you'll see how the police in areas in communist countries, it just fits that description absolutely perfectly. And I think Voice of the Martyrs even started by, it was somebody who was in communist Russia. And then finally, you have Revelation chapter 13, okay, where it says, this starting at verse 16, it says, "And he causeth all," speaking of the Antichrist, "both small and great, rich and poor, and free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark of the beast or the number of his name," the name of the beast, "or the number of his name." Okay, so when you get into communism, you'll see that it controls all property. Okay, that's the goal of it, that everything goes to state. We'll go over it here in a little bit, but it fits biblically, and it's even been referred to as the Iron Curtain and things like that. So I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a fruitful day glorifying your Son and humbling herself, asking you to be filled with your Holy Spirit so that she can understand these things and reading her KJV Bible from cover to cover. I ask all these praise, you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.